It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that asks you, waffles or pancakes?
Ugh, waffles all day.
Pork bacon or turkey bacon?
I like
pork.
Actually, they're both really good.
Macaroni salad or man salad?
Macaroni, please.
Can I have macaroni salad on a man?
Oh, boy.
A lot of tough calls to make, especially for my co-host, when I ask care or don't care.
That's
this segment where I read a buzzworthy headline to my co-host and see if they want to hear about it or not. We'll get right into your first headline.
I feel like we're warmed up. Let's go.
A husband and wife team just gamed the system, and now they're stinking rich. We'll tell you how. Care or don't care?
I need a plan B. I care.
There's a 30-year-old woman from Wicomico, Maryland, and her name is Sarah Arbuckle. In her small town of Mardella Springs, she suddenly became very, very famous.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, her and her husband developed a system for playing scratch lottery games. And through a spreadsheet, they figure out which scratch games have been on sale for a long time, but still have a lot of big prizes left.
There's an app. I look it up, and you can see how many of the actual bonuses that they've been hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can tell if, like, maybe one's due?
Exactly.
At that point?
It'll be like, out of all the $250,000 bonuses, one of the five have been hit. So you know there's four out there. Still.
Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah. So when they zero in on something, she drives around to different locations and collects for that particular game.
Okay.
Just as many as she can get.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Within a few months of using their system, they hit it big with a $100,000 winner.
Okay.
Wow.
A year later, another $100,000 winner.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So, like, the first time you think, oh, man, are we just lucky? Are we wasting our time? But then the second time, you're like, we're doing it.
A year and a half after that second time, another $250,000 winner.
Well, so you just don't have to work anymore.
It's a full-time job watching the stats.
Yeah.
After that one, she called her husband and said five words, honey, we did it again.
Yeah.
Another $250,000 winner.
Oh.
She said, this is as crazy as it was all the other times. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, so she's still saying she's excited when she scratches it.
Yeah, every time is like the first time.
Oh,
I bet.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
And they're using all the money for their kids' college funds.
Oh,
wow, must be expensive.
Yeah, they're going to private schools, apparently.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. The hilarious cringe moment that happened to a famous rock band live in concert.
Oh, yes.
Care or don't care?
Good headlines. I like cringe moments.
I love these.
It's not uncommon for musicians to forget what city they're playing in.
Oh, for sure.
Like, have you ever seen the movie Spinal Tap? There's this famous line in it where the guy shouts, "Hello, Cleveland!"
Yeah.
And they are not in Cleveland.
Oh.
And it's less common for musicians to get their countries mixed up, though. But unfortunately, that's what happened on a recent Kiss concert tour.
They
were in Vienna, Austria.
No, stop it.
And at the end of the show, a message went up on the big screen saying, "Kiss loves you, Austria."
Okay.
I don't know why I did a British accent. They're an American band. So just pretend I said that American. And inside the KISS logo, there's supposed to be the image of an Austrian flag. Mm-hmm. But somebody got the countries mixed up and put the image of the Australian flag in there.
Is anybody left at the end of a KISS concert? They're all so old, they go to bed early.
I didn't even know they were still alive.
No, I think the concert starts at 3 p.m.
Oh, that's what it is.
The early bird special. Yeah.
So, made a lot of people very upset.
People were upset about it.
But they got them confused. So, KISS has since apologized and blamed it on a roadie named Ben.
Poor Ben.
Funny.
Yeah, screw you, Ben. But by the way, would you like an internship on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning? Because there's plenty of people on this show with worse track records than that.
It'd be funny if their apology was like, "We're sorry, Amsterdam."
Yeah. Let's go to your next headline. The latest ice cream trend that has everybody going, swerve!
What?
Care or don't care?
I'll swerve.
I care.
Okay, I'll soft swerve.
I liked that one.
Yeah.
A poll for National Ice Cream Month just came out and found eating ice cream is one of the top summer traditions from childhood. We still do as adults.
Totally.
Along with long days at the pool, riding bicycles, and water balloon fights. Those also made the list.
Did we all have the same childhood? Because I completely agree.
But the ice cream question they also ask that's raising eyebrows is, what's the weirdest topping you ever tried on your ice cream?
Like, gosh, this is going to be weird.
I mean,
mine?
Yeah. No.
Mine's like gummy worms. I don't know.
Oh, my God. My daughter puts the sour gummy worms on chocolate ice cream, and, like, the thought of it just makes me gag.
Oh, the sour ones?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is nothing compared to this list. Okay. Here's the top ones. Chopped onions on your ice cream.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I thought we were...
That's a no?
Okay. No.
What if they're sautéed?
Maybe. Okay.
Caramelized.
Yeah. I mean, but on a salted caramel ice cream, I...
There you go.
Ew.
Chicken on your ice cream?
Ew, oh, stop.
Fried chicken might be good.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
no,
I could do it.
Avocado. That made the list.
I put that in my smoothies and it's delicious.
That's a lot different than ice cream.
Yeah.
You don't know what I put in my smoothies.
Okay.
Oh. How about topping your ice cream with a dash of garlic powder?
No.
I've heard that balsamic vinegar on vanilla ice cream is supposed to be unbelievably good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not on the list, but coffee grounds is.
Okay, now I can get behind this.
I love coffee ice cream.
To keep you awake while you're eating.
Yeah. That's
proven.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
Shaved beets made the list.
Shaved beets.
Because they're healthy. You need something to balance out with nutrition with all the sugar.
Sounds like
Dwight from The Office this summer.
Yeah. Also, green beans. And squid ink.
What?
That's like balsamic.
Oh, actually,
Asian balsamic.
I bet in Japan that would be really big. They do a lot of squid ink stuff out there.
Some people said a dollop of mayonnaise on their ice cream.
Out of here.
It's just extra creamy.
Oh my gosh.
And finally, the weirdest topping that someone ever put on their ice cream.
What
someone
could
said
this be?
Squirt some ketchup on there.
No.
Ketchup? No.
Get out of here.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
Gross.
Wow, just ruined summer, Jeff, with that list. Thanks.
How about topping your ice cream with Jeff's joke of the day?
Okay.
Oh. That goes down nice.
Delicious.
What do you call a man with no shins?
What?
Tony. That was care or don't care.
Tony.
Top your ice cream with it. Your phone tap's coming up next.